starting to find out and figure out what the best performing asset for 2023 is so far.
This is, I think, the best performing asset in 2023, the best performing crypto asset in 2023. So I think it's, if you look at, let's look at it from about here, it is up 523% in 2023. Now, this is all in anticipation of getting the Pulse Hex, the Hex on the Pulse Chain. So, and everyone thinking that Pulse Chain is coming out. So, I mean, we have to talk about it. Hex is the best performing crypto of 2023. There's no, I mean, you can't look at it any other way.
So everyone's starting to find out. But how does Hex compare to everything else? This is the chart of all of them for 2023. And as you can see, we'll start from the bottom here. Is that Litecoin? Then you've got Uniswap, Tron, Chainlink, Ethereum Classic, SHIB, BNB, XRP, Polkadot, Cardano, Ethereum, Polygon, Avalanche, and Bitcoin. And then way up here is Hex, going way, way up to over 400%. So that's year to date and how it's looking. Now, we got two updates from Richard Hart. And this one was from yesterday now. And this one is really, really interesting because he says, when PulseChain.com testnet V3 launches, that will also count as your warning that mainnet could launch at any time. So that might be the only advanced warning that we get. He might just launch at any time after V3 testnet. So like personally, I was hoping for some advanced warning, maybe a week or 2 weeks notice. But according to this, it could just happen at any time. So he continues, I really would love to see everyone enjoying their free coins as soon as possible. Fingers crossed. So that was yesterday's update. Today's update is this. PulseChain.com and PulseX.com news. Everything is up and running privately. The staking website is being cleaned up, so it's easier for you. The validators to get started. It's 32,000 testnet pulse to be a validator. They're fixing the batch deposit feature. And then he follows up by, there are no blockers except for that convenience of batch adding your validators. Could easily go live without the batch feature in the staking launchpad, or might fix easily. Basically, testnet V3 is so close. So there you have it. According to this, I've never seen Richard update so many times in such a short period. It looks like it's going to launch at any time now. So I'll just do this final post, which is quite interesting. I'm very happy to see Ivan on Tech constantly posting about Hex. And this is another new one from yesterday. He has 405,000 followers. And suddenly he's just posting about Hex constantly. And this is really great for me to see. So the V3 testnet is going to launch at any time. Expect